This is Jay Sekulow. More controversy in Washington as members of the Congress walk out on a hearing on religious liberty.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Religious people determine what violates their consciences, not the federal government. Please get the federal government, Mr. Chairman, out of our consciences.
Life is bigger. It is a question of government reaching into the internal governance of religious bodies and making a requirement contrary to church teaching.
We want to have a legitimate debate about, you know, where's the right boundary? Let's have it. But overstating it and making charges that are just outlandish and frankly beyond the pale serves no purpose other than political demagoguery in an election year.
This is clearly an issue of religious liberty, and it's one that I couldn't have imagined coming.
What they cannot do, and that's why we're here today, is to achieve this end by trampling on the religious freedoms and the liberty of conscience of Americans. And they can't do that because that would be a violation of the Constitution.
We had ministers. We had a Lutheran minister. We obviously had a Catholic bishop. We also had a Jewish rabbi for whom none of the things being talked about were against their faith. And yet he was saying for the same reason that this is a bad precedent.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And the sparks were flying in Washington, D.C. yesterday as some Democrats walked out of a hearing on this religious liberty issue that, frankly, is self-induced by the Obama administration's demand that Catholic hospitals dispense things that violate their conscience. And this has become a huge issue now, and the reaction across the country is being felt. And, of course, the reaction in Capitol Hill, Than and Jordan yesterday, was unreal. Jordan, first, let me get what you're hearing, and then Than about – I want to talk to Than about the hearing. Jordan, what are you hearing today? There's now talk there may be another compromise. The administration's in real trouble here.
That's right. I mean, people are not backing down on this issue, Dan. I think that's the American people who are saying no. We're not going to buy into this as just about birth control, and you're trying to tell us that that's not big of a big deal because so many women use birth control, and that's what this is really about. And it's all men telling women what they should do. We all know that these women who work at these organizations and institutions have been working there and chose voluntarily to work there, whether it's a hospital, a school, or a soup kitchen. And they made that decision years ago, and that was obviously not a deciding factor to whether or not they would be working there, if this would be covered in their insurance program. So people understand this is not about contraception. This is about religious liberty and the First Amendment and how far the government will go in controlling and regulating every aspect of an individual's life, of a corporation, of an organization, and now a religious institution.
All right, so Than, tell us about what happened in Washington yesterday at this hearing.
Yeah, what you had was just a distraction yesterday, Jay. You had two Democrat female congressmen, Eleanor Holmes Norton and Carolyn Maloney. They actually walked out because there wasn't a woman on the first panel. There was one coming up on the next panel. But listen, they missed the point. This was a hearing about religious liberty. You had religious leaders there to testify. But listen, we've seen this over and over, Jay. When you can't win the argument, when you lose on the facts, you just have to create a distraction. That's what happened. I was really glad to say this. I'll say it quickly. Congressman Anne Marie Berkeley from New York. She actually stood up. She defended the hearing. She said this is about religious liberty, not necessarily being about something so narrow as contraception. So what they did, Jay, they created a distraction, but Congressman Issa didn't let them get away with it.
We're going to play some sound bites when we come back, folks, from the break that hold on to your radios because it's something else. It kind of shows you the nature and the political nature of what's going on here. We are now, and this is great news, folks, we're approaching 100,000 people. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting there. I want you to go to ACLJ.org and sign on to our petition. It's an easy way to do it. It's right on the website at ACLJ.org. It's a great way to get engaged in this issue. You can also call us at 1-877-989-2255. This is taking a stand for religious freedom. It's not really about the Catholic Church. This is about religious freedom for all Americans. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Yo, live folks. You know, we played that soundbite from a Congresswoman Maxine Waters from California yesterday about calling, actually listen to it for yourself, but we put together kind of a best of to understand the rhetoric, the level of just vitriol coming from Congresswoman Waters about her colleagues in the U.S. House of Representatives, even though they may be Republicans, she may be a Democrat, she may be liberal, they may be conservative. The words used, I can't even try to describe myself, and also the words she's used about you as well, conservative grassroots. Just take a listen.
I saw pictures of Boehner and Cantor on our screens. Don't ever let me see again in life those Republicans in our hall on our screens talking about anything. These are demons. As far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell. And I intend to help them get there.
Guess what this liberal would be all about? This liberal will be all about socializing, would be about basically taking over and the government running all of your companies.
Frankly, we were trying to fix something that wasn't broke. Mr. Chairman, we do not have a crisis at Freddie Mac, and in particular at Fannie Mae, under the outstanding leadership of Mr. Frank Raines.
I absolutely agree that the president must be bold. I agree that he must have a jobs program, must create jobs. I'm talking about a program of $1 trillion or more.
When you tell us it's all right and you unleash us and you tell us you're ready for us to have this conversation, we're ready to have the conversation.
These are demons.
All right, go ahead, Jordan. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a U.S. Member of Congress talking about her colleagues, talking about you as conservative grassroots. If you've been involved in any of the Tea Party events, you see what she thinks about you and where your final destination should be. And, Than, tell people very quickly, if there's a Democrat majority in the U.S. House, this is not a low-ranking member of Congress. She would be very influential if a Democrat majority came back in 2012.
Jordan, she would be the next chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. And you heard her talking about the housing crisis. The House Financial Services Committee has jurisdiction over Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FASB, all of those financial institutions that govern the housing industry. So if you talk about, even if you're just talking about the housing sector, her comments there alone are catastrophic. But this is not a rank-and-file member. That's the next chairman of the House Financial Services Committee if the Democrats were to be in charge.
Let me tell you this also. When you look at one of those bites we played, she says, guess what this, she's talking about herself, guess what this liberal would be all about? This liberal would be about socializing. Then she pauses, stutters, would be trying to figure out what to say because she knows what she just said, would be about basically taking over, pauses again, the government running all of your companies. And these are the people now telling the Catholic Church what they must do and what they and how to violate their conscience, folks. This is the reason you need to engage. You go to ACLJ.org. They're calling the leadership of the Republican Party, these are demons. You go and express your outrage and support religious freedom, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. Have your voice heard now. That's why we're playing you this information, because, folks, this is we're giving you the evidence of what we're really dealing with. ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go to the phones.
Yep, let's go to Marcus calling from California on line 3. Marcus, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi there. I was listening to the radio, and the recording said that government, get out of our conscience. I think they should be more aggressive and not say please, but demand it, because the Democrats do it constantly. So why are we asking when it's part of our Constitution that they should stay out?
Well, we are demanding. I mean, let me make it very clear here. We were playing sound of what people are saying, but Jordan and Than, we are demanding that the government respect the religious liberty and religious freedom rights here of the Catholic Church, but of any religious groups, so that they're not required to violate their conscience. We're not taking a compromise. We're demanding direct action, but we're playing for you what they're actually saying and the language they're actually using.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, they. I think what Marcus has to understand about all of what's going on, and Dad, we know this, and what we've been telling people since the beginning on this issue is that this is not just about contraceptives. This is not just about healthcare.
No, it's not.
This is about the full government takeover and regulation of every aspect imaginable of your life, of every decision that you're able to make, what's provided to you, what's covered for you in insurance plans. You don't get to customize those. You don't get to tailor them anymore. They'll say you don't have to use it if you don't want to, but it's going to be there for you. So next, by the way, the next step will be, if there's a re-election favorable to President Obama, the next step will be we'll cover the abortion too, because, hey, it's cheaper than having a full pregnancy.
Which they've already said. They've already put that evidence out there.
And that's why they did the birth control ban, saying that the insurance company will just pay for it, even though the costs get eaten and they have to do bids every single year. And then, of course, so they're regulating the religious institutions, which was the final about 3% that Obamacare didn't totally get to, which means 100% now of organizations, institutions, corporations regulated. All of us as individuals, because the individual mandate, are regulated. So now your church, your school, and you, and your workplace, they're all regulated under Obamacare, and it's going to impact a lot more than just healthcare. This is all about economics, business.
A lot more than the Catholic Church. I'm going to play two sound statements for you. One is from a Union University professor, Ben Mitchell, yesterday. It's number 37. Let's take a listen to what he said about what this issue really is.
The policy is an unconscionable intrusion by the state into the consciences of American citizens. And contrary to portrayals in some of the popular media, this is not just a Catholic issue.
All right, so there you have one. How about this one, number 34? This is a rabbi from Yeshiva University, Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik. Take a listen to what he said, number 34.
A religious community and a religious organization should be free to define what the tenets of their faith are, and they should be listened to when they are told that a particular demand or mandate by the federal government violates those liberties.
So you've got Catholics talking out about this. You've got Jewish leadership talking about this. Let me play for you number 33. This is Reverend Matthew Harrison, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
Religious people determine what violates their consciences, not the federal government. Please get the federal government, Mr. Chairman, out of our consciences.
All right, Jordan, we're demanding just that. Let's tell everybody right now what we're doing with these petitions that are going on and why we need people to engage right now.
Sure. Well, I mean, Harry Reid, of course, promised to vote on Thursday, and that didn't happen. That was a lie. And so we now have more time. We have at least through next week to gather momentum and to push their backs against the wall more on this issue. We've got religious leaders from different faiths speaking out strongly about why this is wrong. And we need to continue. Let's take advantage of the fact that Harry Reid lied to us, the Senate Majority Leader. He hopes that you'll forget about this after next week. We think, hey, give us another week. We'll just get the message out to more American people. We need you to call right now. Stand with our members of Congress. Stand with U.S. senators. And, you know, there's many who have not yet commented. They are still, you know, withholding where they'll come down on a vote. Well, we got another week to put pressure on folks. 877-989-2255. I need you to call that number now, and I need you to get involved in this issue and to understand this is not just about the Catholic Church, though if you're Catholic, you better be calling, because this affects every institution that is an offshoot of your churches and of your parishes, especially all of the work they do in the community and the schools, the education world and hospitals and healthcare. But also, if you're not Catholic, folks, it should be just as important to you, because it will, the same kind of reasoning will apply to your institutions and organizations. This is just part one of an unending trail of mandates that can be issued from HHS. And the only way to fight it until Obamacare is repealed or held unconstitutional by the Supreme Court is to fight every single mandate one at a time, every time, because Congress gave them this power. Now, Congress can pull it back, but that means another vote, which is tough, as people know. But they will have one, you know, after next week. And it also means fighting it out in public, too, to make sure the American people understand what the federal government is doing. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let me ask Stan this. Stan, under the way Obamacare works, this is not the one and only mandate they're allowed to write. This is just the beginning of what will be just a continuing stream of mandates and more mandates to affect every aspect of our life.
No question about it, Jordan. What you just said is exactly the conversation I've been having with folks on the Hill, because, you know, if this isn't bad enough, what is it that's going to stop it here? And the answer is nothing. If the government can do this, if they can step in and override your religious beliefs in this manner, there's not anything that's sacred. You name it, it's next. This has to be aggressively opposed now, or else the sky's the limit.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now. We got to hear from you. 877-989-2255. Senator Reid promised to vote. It did not happen. That gives us more time. We want to get to 100,000 people. ACLJ.org. We're over 60,000 of you already signed up. That's ACLJ.org. If you want to take a stand for religious liberty, 877-989-2255. They're calling Republican leadership demons, and Democrats are opposing what they're doing, too, in a good way. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter. Get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. You know, folks, we're going to get back to the HHS mandate, but we can now confirm to you some breaking news out of the House of Representatives when it comes to Pastor Youssef Nader Khani in Iran. As you know, we have engaged Congress throughout. They signed a letter to Secretary of State Clinton asking her for her to speak out. It went over to the State Department, met with them, did briefings, and she did mention Pastor Youssef calling directly for his release in a statement. But members of Congress, and this is bipartisan, are doing more than now just the letter. They are stepping it up a notch. And, Than, tell everybody what has just dropped on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives today, I mean, just 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, Jordan, I was really hoping this would come in while we're on the air so we could tell everybody about it. And I just got an email confirmation about this. Congressman Joe Pitts from Pennsylvania, he's our good friend who's been leading the congressional efforts to have Pastor Youssef freed. He literally just went to the House floor 5-10 minutes ago, and he introduced a resolution that we've been working with him on. It condemns Iran for the wrongful imprisonment and demands the release of Pastor Youssef. And listen, here's the best part of this. This is extremely bipartisan. On the Republican side, Congressman Pitts was joined by Trent Franks, Frank Wolf, and John Carter. And on the Democrat side, you had Heath Shuler, Jim McGovern, and Keith Ellison signing on. So I got to tell you, this is a big development. Here's what we're going to be asking for. We're going to be asking for the full House to consider this resolution, to pass it, to put pressure on Iran to release Pastor Youssef. And I just have to say a big thank you to Congressman Pitts for taking that next step and actually going to the legislative front. The letter was great. 89 members signed on. Now we have a resolution we can stand behind, and we need to demand that it be passed.
Yeah, and folks, let me tell you something. We are going to have this posted, all the information up at aclj.org. Make sure you're following me at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. I'll get that up if it's not up before the end of the show today. And while you're looking at that, make sure you've joined our Tweet for Youssef program. That you donate a tweet a day. It's been written up in the news all over the world about the success of this program. It's reaching over 300,000 people a day now with one tweet that you donate, so it doesn't cost you anything. And that's up at aclj.org. It's right on the homepage, also aclj.org/Nader Khani, but easy to find. You donate one tweet a day. It's having a huge impact. If you follow me on Twitter, you see those tweets go out. For me, each day, it's not some invasive thing, and it's a way to keep people praying for Pastor Youssef. It's a way so that we keep his story in the news, and that is what our main focus is, you know, to keep the attention on this pastor in Iran who we know is still alive, who we know refuses to renounce his faith. So I encourage you to go to aclj.org right now, and if you have not donated a tweet yet for Pastor Youssef, it doesn't cost anything to make that donation, and you really are helping to spread his message to the entire world and spread his cause and continue the prayers, continue the focus. So, and again, to get that information on the resolution, we will post that, all the information up at aclj.org, a bipartisan list of sponsors there, which shows you that when it comes down to these issues, not about being Republican or Democrat, that's a good thing that we can still get there, even in a very partisan environment in Washington, D.C. Let's get right back to the phones. Again, Teresa calling from Illinois on line 3. Teresa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Hi, Teresa.
As a Christian, first of all, I'm outraged as this congresswoman or senator making a comment to call somebody a demon.
That's Congresswoman Maxine Waters. It's Congress.
If somebody from the right wing had said that about somebody on the left, it would have been exported everywhere. And also, to me, this is so socialistic as them telling someone that has a faith, Christian faith, that they have to do something. I'm outraged. This is the reason we need to vote. People who love America and respect our Constitution.
Let me play for you. This is number 31. This is exactly what Maxine Waters said. Here it is.
We've got to take back the House. I saw pictures of Boehner and Cantor on our screens. Don't ever let me see again in life those Republicans in our hall on our screens talking about anything These are demons.
You know, Than, you've worked the Hill for a long time. This language is way over the top.
It's completely inflammatory, Jay, but I have to tell you, the sort of the dirty secret, it's not that unusual. I mean, that sort of thing happens on the left all of the time. You see these walkouts in congressional committees. And frankly, Jay, and I hate to say it, but as long as it comes from the right ideological perspective, the media ignores it. And I have to tell you, our caller's right. If a conservative said that, if you said that on the air, if I said that, it would be all over the news and it would be on the news for 48 hours.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now or ACLJ.org. Sign this petition for religious liberty. Let's not get intimidated here. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255 as we stand up for religious liberty and against what the White House is doing. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
Yeah, well, hey, Dad, before we do that, let me just go to Than Bennett again because we have another big announcement when it comes to the fight for religious liberty about on the Montana Jesus statue. Than, again, tell everybody
news
coming out of Capitol Hill today. Folks, again, we're fighting for religious liberty, all these different fronts. You know about the statue in Montana next to the ski resort that's on the National Park Service or Forestry Service land. Than, let's tell everybody.
Yeah, more great news, and I know we're kind of all over the board, but a lot of good things happening. This on that Jesus statue in Big Mountain in Montana, Freedom From Religion Foundation tried to get it taken down. 70,000 ACLJ members weighed in. The Forest Service decided to keep it, and then Freedom From Religion Foundation sued, as they always do. Today's big news is that Montana's Congressman Denny Rehberg, he's been working on this. He has confirmed that he's joining with us. He's going to file a brief with us defending the statue, opposing the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So here's the deal. Freedom From Religion Foundation, they want to fight? Well, they got one. We're going to engage it aggressively, and Montana's Congressman Denny Rehberg, he's going to be right there in court with us.
That is really great news, folks. In fact, I am reviewing the briefs on that yesterday and today and this weekend, and big news on that. We'll let you know how you can get involved in that. There is so much going on, folks, that we're working on here at the ACLJ here in the United States and around the world, including a vote that could come up next week on whether funding will go back to UNESCO. That's the UN organization that recognized Palestinian Authority's right to be a state, even though we have legislation that says you don't fund them when they do that. We'll be on that one next week as well. Jordan, let's try to grab one more call here.
Yeah, but let's go to Steve calling from Texas Online 6. Steve, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes.
I got a question.
Yes.
I'm a Christian, and I don't know much about the Muslims, and you haven't heard much of them through all this. Where do they stand on this Obamacare stuff?
Well, you know, I don't know. We've heard from a lot of religious leaders. We've heard from Lutherans, Catholics, Jewish leaders. We've heard from Southern Baptists. I don't know if we've heard from any of the Muslim leadership on this yet. Jordan, you may know, or Than.
Yeah. I know that some in the Ahmadi Muslim community have spoken out against it because of the impact it has on the religious institutions and organizations who are required to have these insurance programs under law, especially under Obamacare, if they're a certain size, but then have to violate the tenets of their faith and core conscious protections that have existed. So I think it's pretty across the board when you look at religious leaders and organizations who are upset about this. I would include not all Muslim leaders, have not heard from all Muslim leaders, but certainly some have already been speaking out.
All right, folks, we got a little reprieve here because we thought the Senate was going to have a vote on this. Harry Reid promised it. It did not happen. That gives us today and this weekend to get your votes. We want to be at 100,000. We want to make that announcement on Monday. If you want to stand up for religious freedom and the right of conscience for religious institutions to define their mission and their views, this affects every religious group. You go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition online again, ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Let's get to 100,000 signatures that hopefully we'll be able to announce that we're at it or close to it on Monday. 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, folks. Let's take a stand. This is a fight for religious freedom. The White House has taken it to us. We're taking it back. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Talk to you Monday.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.